White, Adelaide, South Australia, November 6th, 1892. Dear son Willie, I have just come from visiting brother and sister Holland. Brother Clausen made the offer to accompany us today into the mountains, putting his horse into our phaeton, but I felt that I must see brother and sister Holland. Without delay, I went. May went with me. We had some little trouble to find the place, but we found it at last, about 2:30, and we got in earnest talk. I talked with them until 5. I told them I felt a burden for them, and that I could not let the matter rest until I saw them both with their feet planted firmly upon the Rock of Ages. I find that she has been strongly inclined to give up the Sabbath and go to the Presbyterian Church. I think that is it. And I told them this was the work of the enemy. He has had strong temptation to give up everything. Both talked with me freely, and I tried to consider candidly all that they said, and answer them according to the light which the Lord has given me. I read some things I have written in regard to the shepherds of the flock caring for the sheep. She was bathed in tears all the time I was talking. I told them the Master was calling for them, that he had need of them in the church. He had given them talents of influence, and these talents, sanctified and put to use, would be great blessing to them and to the church. She spoke of the state of the church in dissension and fault-finding, and she thought the church they attended before they united with our people was really acting more like Christians than those who claimed to believe the Lord is coming and were keeping the seventh-day Sabbath. I tried to help her all in my power, and then we prayed, and I left them. He said before his wife that this interview was not a lost opportunity, that it would accomplish good. Oh, he said, if he could only feel as he did when he first embraced the truth. Why, he said, then he could willingly give up his position in the office and risk every consequence, give up home, property, everything, if the Lord desired. But he said he was cold, backslidden, and discouraged, and it seemed as though he did not know how to get hold or to get help. Oh, how I wanted someone with me and need someone now. This church needs much help and needs to get into the work. I have almost regretted I stayed a day after Elder Daniels left. There is altogether too much of this kind of work done, leaving me alone. I visited Sister Childs last Thursday and had a pleasant, and I hope profitable, interview and praying season. Mr. Childs came in, and the daughter. Here again, special efforts should be made for the boys and this girl at home. He talks so much when he is present that he hurts the effect of the visit. Sabbath. I spoke upon the man at the feast without a wedding garment. Wednesday, I promised to attend their Sabbath school convention. Thursday, to visit Bowden. So this week will be well filled up with work. I am tired, for I have talked almost constantly for 2.5 hours. Oh, it requires a strong influence to counteract the miserable work that has been done in this church. I have a meeting with the officers next Sabbath afternoon after speaking. I say that on this occasion, I ought to have Elder Starr or Elder Daniels. I do not like this business. I am not able to do it all, and now is the time most thorough work ought to be done. Now that Elder Daniels has gone, all the responsibility falls on me, as it has done time and again. I cannot rest under the burden. A minister has been sustained here in Adelaide, endorsed by Melbourne Conference, sent by the General Conference, whose teachings have confused minds. This education and training has placed a mold upon the work which demands close, earnest, persevering labor to counteract. I cannot do this, but someone must do it. There is not, as I can see, real experience and sanctified ability to do the work of healing and building up. Elder Daniels worked hard, but although he did his best, there must work be done on the same line until there is a different mold, a different showing in the church. This is one of the things that requires prompt and earnest action. Monday morning, November 7th. I rested better last night and night before last. I meant to leave the bed about 4 a.m. I have not quite as much pain in my spine. I think it is aggravated by standing on my feet and speaking at length. I did not speak last Sabbath over 3/4 of an hour. I think all will be well when I can get something nourishing to eat. I have had a taste of strawberries twice. We get fresh peas, but that alone, with crackers or rolls, gives little strength. There are so few things I dare to eat that my physical strength is not sustained. We thought we were driven to get meat one day in a common butcher shop, and it was so full of fly blows we burned it up. This morning, May and I started out to visit Sister Etheridge. We called at Sister Allen's to learn the way and had a little chat with her, then drove on and spent 2 hours in visiting Sister Etheridge. We had a very pleasant visit. She regrets much that we did not get a home near her, taking one of her houses. She urges my tarrying longer with them in Adelaide. We called at Parkside office and were very glad to receive your letter. I have thought it might be best to remain here longer, but you see, the passage money is quite an item. Brother Daniels was going to see if we could get the tickets extended, but there were so many things to do in his visiting that it was not done. I think I will leave it this way. If the tickets can be extended, we will prolong our stay if there is nothing special to call us to Melbourne. But if not, we will leave here in season to spend one Sabbath in Ballarat. Our time was so spent this forenoon that I must close this letter without delay. I do not want you to worry about me. If I have exhaustion of the heart, it will not be any surprise to me. I am full of interest for the sheep and lambs of God's pasture. The mail now will come soon. We are counting the days, and yet I dread to hear any bad news. Much love to all, Marion, Fanny, and Annie. Tell Annie I want her to write and let us know how she is getting along. I cannot rest very much, Willie. My mind works and will not rest. My mind is working, working. We pray for you all, yourself in particular. Mother.